感谢主的恩典，我们晚上来查考坚守真道。
Thank for Lord's grace. Tonight we'll be studying steadfast to the faith.
啊，信仰的可贵就在于啊，有神的话。
Our faith is so precious because we have the word of God.
这个神的话对我们一生呢影响很大。
And the word of God can have a great impact in our lives.
曾经有一位很有名的作家。
And there was a very prominent author.
因为丈夫离世了。
And after her husband passed away,
她非常想念她的丈夫。
She missed her deceased spouse very much.
有人跟她讲，有一个通灵的可以把她丈夫的灵魂叫回来。
However, a wizard said to her, "I can call your husband back to you."
她就很高兴接受这个通灵的把她的丈夫的灵魂啊叫出来。
She was so happy to hear that, and she agreed to let the spiritist to call back his husband's spirit.
她真的跟她已逝去的丈夫啊，可以再对话。
So then she can have a conversation with her deceased husband.
因为她不认识圣经的道理。
That's because she did not understand the truth in the Bible. 因为圣
经告诉我们。
Because the Bible told us.
啊，人离世以后啊，是不会再回来的。
After a person passed away, he or she will never come back.
简单的道理她不懂。
However, this person, she did not understand the truth.
那么她跟她这个已死去的这个丈夫的灵魂对话不是长久的。
So she conversed with her deceased husband, but this did not last long.
每次要跟丈夫讲话，都要请通灵的把她丈夫灵魂叫出来。
Because every time when she wanted to talk to her husband, she will have to go through the spiritist.
其实啊，那个不是她丈夫的灵魂。
But in fact, that's not her husband's spirit.
那是邪灵的工作。
And that's the work of an evil spirit.
但是她不了解。
However, she did not know.
所以后来啊，她在医院里头上吊自杀了。
And later on, she suicided in the hospital.
所以说，若是我们了解圣经的道理
，So if we understand the truth in the Bible,
我们就不会被欺骗了。
Then we will not be deceived.
所以说，这个的确信仰对我们影响蛮大的。
And therefore, our faith can have a great impact in our lives.
那首先我们要了解到这个真理是哪里来。
And first of all, we have to understand where the truth comes from.
圣经告诉我们，这个真理就是神的话。
Bible tells us the truth is the word of God.
耶稣是真神。
Lord Jesus Christ, He's the true God.
所以主耶稣他能够这样断然的说。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ, He clearly said,
即使天地毁掉了，我的话一点一画都不会毁掉的。
Heavens and earth will fade away, but not even one mite of my word will fade away.
所以真理是不改变的。
Therefore, the truth is never changing.
真理的确是我们生活的指引。
And the truth is the guidance of our life.
譬如说，耶稣讲到，人心中不可以有两个主。
For instance, Lord Jesus Christ talked about we cannot have two masters in our life.
若爱马门，就轻看了主。
If you love money, then you despise the Lord.
若重视马门，他就轻看若是呢重视马门，他轻看了主。
And if you emphasize Mammoth, then you despise the Lord. And this is something that's very dangerous.
因为神才是我们福气的源头。
Because God is the source of our blessing.
所以认识这个道理的。
After we understand this truth,
他的人生的道路才不会失迷了。
Then you will not be lost in your way in life.
我们有一个弟兄，
and we have a brother.
他就忽略了这个道理。
Then he did not understand this truth.
他年轻创业的时候，
and when he was young, he's busy in his career.
他还懂得依靠神。
And that time he still knows to rely on God.
后来年纪轻轻的三十多岁，
and after he reached about 30 years old,
哇，一下子啊！财富累积到上亿元了。
And suddenly he accumulated a great wealth.
哇，他觉得说自己很有能力啊。
Then he deemed himself as a man with great ability.
他对于任何投资都很有把握。
And he knows how and where to invest.
但是有一天呢，突然之间破产了。
However, one day he bankrupt.
那时候呢，他才自我反省。
And then that's the time he started to reflect in his life.
为什么一夜之间破产了？
And then the bankruptcy happened over one night.
他才想到圣经的一段话。
Then he remembered a scripture from the Bible.
就是诗篇 131篇
which is Psalms chapter 131.
第一节
First one.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼睛不高大，重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。啊，这是大卫的诗。
And this is a song by David.
这位弟兄说，当他事业顺利的时候
，And when his career is very smooth.
他说那个时候他的心是狂傲的，眼睛是高大的，重大测不透的事他都敢行。
In that time, his heart is arrogant and eyes are haughty.
但是呢，等到他失败之后
，But after he failed.
那时候在冷静的思想。
And when he started to think, to self-reflect,
发现到这一段圣经是对的。
And he realized this verse is indeed right.
所以他就跟神说：“神啊，我现在心不狂傲了。”
So he said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm not arrogant anymore.
我的眼不高大了。
And I'm not, my eyes are not prideful anymore.
重大测不透的事，我也不敢行了。
And I do not concern myself with great matters."
他后来谦卑下来了。
Then he started humble himself.
他回到教会来了。
And he returned back to church.
他真的。相信神了
and he truly believed in God.
人的心中要以神为主啊。
And the heart, we need to have God as the center of our life.
不要以马门为主啊。
And we should not have Mammon as the center of our life.
假如说他能够及早认识主耶稣的话
and if he could understand the Lord Jesus Christ earlier,
他就不会碰到那么悲惨的事情。
Then he would not encounter such a tragic event.
所以说神的话很重要。
Therefore, the word of God is very important.
我们要认定神的话。
And we have to believe in his word.
真理呢固然是从神来的。
And truth is from God.
那么同时呢圣经又告诉我们。
And at the same time, the Bible tells us,
使徒的话我们也要接受。
We have to also accept the words from the apostles.
它也是真理的源头。
And those are also the source of truth.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
15节
verse 15.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不管是我们口传的，是信上所写的，都要坚守。这个地方告诉我们。
And here it says.
保罗讲到他不管是他们口传的或信上所写的，都要坚守。
Paul says, "We pass on to you whether by word of mouth or by letter."
这里谈到我们呢，是指着使徒，包括他。
And here we represents the apostles, including Paul.
所以他们的话是非常重要的。
Therefore, their words were important.
那他们的话哪里来的
？But where did these words come from？
就是从神那边来的。
Which is from God.
在约翰一书啊。
In First John.
约翰一书的第一章。
In First John chapter one.
第一章第一节。
First John chapter 1 verse 1.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这个约翰也是其中的使徒之一。
And John is also one of the apostles.
他说出了他信仰的体验。
And here he testified the experience of his faith.
说起初就有的这个生命之道。
That which was from the beginning,
他们所听见、所看见
which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes.
这个动词呢，用完成式的动词。
And here is the.
他的意思是说，过去所听到的。
Here is the things which we have heard.
在主耶稣那个时代。
And during the time of Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣的道理让人生命改变了。
His words transformed people's life.
让一个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她的婚姻美满了。
His words led us the Samaritan woman's marriage improved.
那么到了使徒时代
and later in the apostolic time,
耶稣已经升天了
after Jesus ascended to heaven,
他们仍然传耶稣的道理
and they continued to preach the word of Lord
Jesus Christ,
and it continued to transform people's life.
你看传那个行邪术的西门啊
even Simeon, the one that practiced
他生命改变了
witchcraft.His life is also transformed.
今天我们真耶稣教会
And today in Church is a church.
我们仍然传主耶稣的教训跟使徒的道理。
We continue to preach the word of Lord Jesus Christ and the words of apostles.
今天我们也看到很多的人因为耶稣的道理生命改变了。
And today we have seen Jesus' words have transformed many people's lives.
所以这整本圣经我们要接受的。
Therefore, we have to accept this whole Bible, the truth.
很可惜啊，有些教派就不是这样子了。
Unfortunately, not every church practices so.
有一次呢，我跟一位五旬节的牧师啊谈道理。
And once I debate with a believer from the apostolic from Pentecostal church.
那时候刚好谈到安息日啊。
And that time we talk about the Sabbath.
我就跟他讲。
So then I say to him.
雅各书啊，第二章。
In the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章这里啊这样说。
In James chapter 2.
第二章，请看第十节。
James chapter 2, verse 10.
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。十一节。
11.
原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍然是成了犯律法的。我跟这个牧师讲啊。
And I say to this pastor.
你十条诫命犯一条，就是犯了众条啊。
Out of the Ten Commandments, if you commit one, then you commit all.
我说你不守安息日，你就犯了众条了。
If you do not observe the Sabbath, then you break the law.
这个牧师啊，跟我这样讲。
Then he replied me.
他说我们不信雅各书。
He said we do not believe in the book of James.
我吓了一跳。
And I was so shocked.
哎，他雅各书他可以不接受。
And how is it possible you do not accept the book of James?
哎，这有选择性的接受。
And how can you believe selectively?
哎，所以这样是不对的。
And this is not right.
哎，因为我们刚读的圣经啊。
And because we just studied the Bible.
保罗所说的。
And Paul just mentioned.
是具有权威性的。
And it's what he mentions carries power.
所以这本圣经是经得起时间的考验。
And the whole Bible can withstand the test of time.
一直到今天呢。
And until today.
这本圣经的道理没有改变过的。
The truth in the Bible is never changing.
所以我们要用信心去领受这个圣经的道理。
And that's why we have to receive the word by faith.
当然，若是有圣灵帮助。
And if we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
真理的圣灵认识真理。
The Holy Spirit, which is the truth, Spirit of truth.
所以这个五旬节派的这个牧师啊。
And therefore, this pastor from Pentecostal
Church. 他们祷告。他们说他们也有灵眼。
And when they pray, he proclaimed they also have the Holy Spirit.
但是对于真理却是否定的。
However, they do not accept the truth.
所以我们就从真理就可以分辨了。
Therefore, we are able to distinguish by the truth.
现在很多教派他们也主张他们祷告要说灵眼了。
Right now, there are many denominations. They also proclaim that when they pray, they wanted to speak in tongues.
所以圣经就告诉我们。
However, the Bible tells us.
诸灵你不要多相信哦。
We should not believe in old spirits.
在约翰一书的第四章。
In First John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄们，一切的灵你们都不可相信，总要试验那些灵是出于神，不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。第六节。
Verse 6.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵跟谬妄的灵。这里让我们看到灵竟然有两种啊。
And from here you can see there are two kinds of spirit.
一个是真理的灵，一个是谬妄的灵。
One is spirit of truth, another is spirit of falsehood.
虽然他们也在讲灵言。
Even though they also speak in tongues.
奇怪，他们对真理不认同。
But they do not recognize the truth.
真理的圣灵是认同真理的。
But the spirit of the truth will recognize the truth.
谬妄的灵是不认同真理的。
And the spirit of falsehood will be disproved of the truth.
所以我们要用真理来分辨啊。
And that's why we have to use truth to recognize the spirit.
这是非常重要的一个原则。
And this is one of the important principle.
所以我们知道了这个真理的权威性。
So now we understand the authority of the truth.
我们就要想接受。
And we will have to receive it.
那不但要接受啊。
And not only we have to receive.
我们要学习去解释圣经。
We also have to learn to interpret the Bible.
我们来请看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
你应当尽力的在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。这里告诉我们。
And here it tells us,
说我们要做一个无愧的工人啊。
We have to be a servant that's not ashamed.
啊，那就要按着这个正义来解释圣经。
And we have to correctly handle the word of truth.
那要怎么样去解释圣经呢？
So how can we explain the truth?
啊，有几个原则我们应该把握住。
And there are several principles we have to follow.
第一个原则。
And the first principle.
就是从字的字义来看。
You have to interpret the Bible from the
字的意思。
From the meaning of the words.
我们就是有时候常觉得这字我都看得懂啊。
But very often we understand every word in the Bible.
但是有一个困难的地方。
But now there is one hard part.
有时候你可以照字面意思了解。
And we can understand the Bible through the meaning of the words.
有时候你就不能照字面意思了解了。
However, we cannot do that all the time.
譬如说在传道书。
For instance, in the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
传道书第一章，请看第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4.
第一章第四节
Chapter 1 verse 4
一代过去一代又来地却永远长存这一段圣经呢有一个教派他这样解释
And according to this verse there's a denomination they explain it like this
他照字面解释了
According to the meaning of the words
他说你看地永远长存啊
And they've saidLook, over here it says, the earth remains forever.
所以这个世界哪里会毁灭啊?
So then how is it possible that one day this world will fade away?
他说传地这个世界会毁灭的,这是骗人的。
So they proclaim, those who preach that there will be an end day, and they're lying.
那到底这怎么解释啊?
Therefore, how can we explain this verse?
圣经明明告诉我们世界会毁灭的。
Because in the Bible, it clearly states that one day the earth will fade away.
我们要了解啊,他这节经文的意思。
So we have to understand this verse.
一代跟地的时间来比较。
Here is the comparison of a generation and earth.
似乎地永远长存。
So when this is in comparison, it seems that the earth will remain forever.
所以凡是比较性的或是象征性的你这个不能照字面解释。
Therefore, if any scriptures that they're is in comparison or is symbolic, you cannot interpret it merely on of the meaning of the words.
譬如说诗篇二十二篇。
For instance, Psalm chapter 22.
诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm chapter 22.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里告诉我们，说，但我是从不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。这一段圣经是这个大卫写的。
And the psalmist wrote by David.
大卫说我是虫。
David here said, I am a worm.
有没有人会照字面去了解说，哎呀，原来大卫是一条虫啊。
And no one will interpret this verse as it is, saying that David is a worm.
我想我们不相信大卫是一条虫啊。
Because we all believe that David is not a worm.
那为什么他要这样讲呢？
But why did he describe himself like this?
当然你看他的下文就知道了。
But then if you read the letter first, you'll understand.
说他是被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视啊。
Because he's scorned by men and despised by the people.
所以他是说我像虫一样，不值得啊。
Therefore, he's describing himself like a worm that's worthless.
所以这种象征的说法，你不能够照字面解释啊。
So this is something that's symbolic. You cannot just explain it by the meaning of the words.
很可惜，我们有信徒被这个其他教派迷惑了。
Unfortunately, we have brothers and sisters that's been deceived by other denominations and they departed from church.
我们教会的啊，这很可惜。
And that's very unfortunate.
好，那在解释圣经的时候
，And when we explain the Bible,
我们也要注意到上下文了。
And we have to be careful of the
context.
We have to read it in the whole context.
比如说很多教派啊，他拿了罗马书的第十章来讲。
And many denominations they use Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你若口里认识耶稣为主，心里相信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。 第十节。
Verse ten.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救了。很多教会就引用，外教会就引用这段圣经啊。
And many churches they use these two verses.
说心里相信你就可以得救了。
Saying that if you confess with your If you believe in your heart, then you can be saved.
所以他说我信耶稣我就得救了。
So they said, as long as I believe in the Lord, I can be saved.
这样对不对呢？
Is that right?
他忽略了上文啊，前面的文章。
They neglect the verses before this verse.
啊，要相怎么相信呢？
How can we believe?
在罗马书的第六章。
In Romans chapter 6.
谈到怎么相信耶稣才能够得救。
And here mentioned, how can we be saved if we want to believe in Lord Jesus Christ?
第六章的第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
难道不知道我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的是受洗归入他的死吗？第四节。
Verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和耶稣基督一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。这里讲得很清楚。
And here explain clearly.
要相信什么呢？
What do we have to believe?
相信耶稣这个圣经所教导的这个洗礼。
We have to believe in the baptism that's recorded in the Bible.
因为借着洗礼把我们这个旧人埋葬了。
Because it is through baptism that the old self is being buried.
让我们能够重新复活起来。
So we can be resurrected.
好像耶稣基督一样。
And just like Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们对于这个前后文我们要注意的。
So we have to read the Bible in the whole context.
那才不会断章取义。
So then we will not just take one verse and take its meaning.
第三个，我们在解释圣经的时候。
Thirdly, when we interpret the Bible.
假如有哪一节圣经不太熟悉，那你不太了解，你就找一些清楚的经文来解释。
If there is a verse that's ambiguous to us, then we'll use other supporting verses to interpret that verse.
有一个长老会的牧师。
There's an elder from the Presbyterian church.
那么他就跟我讲了。
And he said to me,
他说圣经有一节写错了。
He said there is a verse in the Bible that's wrong.
我想哪个地方写错了。
So then I thought, where is that verse?
他就跟我讲说，约翰福音第七章。
And he said it's in Book of John, chapter 7.
第七章三十九节。
Chapter 7, verse 39.
这里说耶稣这个话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。他觉得这个圣经是写错了吧。
And he said this verse must be wrong.
耶稣不是说信他的人要受圣灵吗？
Because then Lord Jesus Christ said those who believe in him shall receive the Holy Spirit.
那怎么说那个时候没有赐下圣灵呢？
But how, why here recorded that since Jesus,
因为长老会的人认为说信就有圣灵。
Because members from Presbyterian, they believe when you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit.
但是这里说那时候耶稣还没降下圣灵。
But he recorded up to that time, the Spirit had not been given.
说奇怪了。
So he thinks this is very weird.
那时候怎么耶稣还没降下圣灵呢？
And how is it possible Lord Jesus Christ did not give them the Spirit yet?
12个门徒都信了耶稣。
Because all 12 apostles, they believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
难道当时他们没有圣灵吗？
And how is it possible that that time they did not have the Holy Spirit?
当然嘛，当时就没有圣灵。
Now of course, that time they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
那我们用清楚的经文来解释。
So then we'll use other supporting verses to explain this verse. 就是《使徒行
传》第一章嘛。
Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传的第一章。
Acts, chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，就约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。这里是告诉我们。
And here it tells us.
耶稣复活的时候。
When Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected,
就向这些门徒显现。
He appeared to the disciples.
告诉他们不要离开耶路撒冷。
He said, do not leave Jerusalem.
要等候圣灵的降临。
But wait for the gift of my Father promised, the Holy Spirit.
耶稣升天以后。
So after he ascended to heaven,
圣灵就降下来了。
Then there's the descendant of Holy Spirit.
这个是很清楚的。
And he recorded this clearly.
那我们就了解约翰福音第七章三十九节没有写错的。
So then we can explain in John chapter 7 verse 39 that verse is indeed correct.
所以我们圣经要熟悉。
So we have to be very well versed.
你可以用清楚的经文 来解释呢不清楚的。
So then we can use other supporting verses to explain those verses that's ambiguous to us.
再来，我们读圣经的时候。
Then when we study the Bible,
有时候背景也要了解。
We have to also understand its background.
啊，譬如说我们新约的圣灵。
For instance, the Holy Spirit in the New Testament
跟旧约的圣灵不一样。
It's different than the Holy Spirit recorded in the Old Testament.
啊，旧约的圣灵是感动的灵。
The Spirit in the Old Testament is Spirit.
啊，所以在旧约时代并没有说灵言呐。
It's the spirit that moves people. That's why in Old Testament they did not speak in tongue.
所以旧约那犹太人的体验。
So from the experience of the Israelites.
这灵感动他们的时候，他们就有能力去做事情啊。
When God's spirit moves them, then they have the power to perform its work.
新约时代就不一样了。
However, that's different in the New Testament.
新约的灵叫做儿子的灵。
The Holy Spirit in the New Testament is also the spirit of sons.
我们去看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter
8.
The book of Acts chapter 8.
不是，是罗马书第八章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章十五节。
Chapter 8 verse 15.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。这里所谓的心就是灵了哈，就是说你们。那个所说的不是像旧约那个奴仆的灵啊。
And here recorded, the spirit that you received is not the spirit that makes you a slave, like the one in the Old Testament.
啊，而是所说的是儿子的灵啊。
But you receive the spirit of sonship.
所以新约时代这个圣灵是常常内住在我们里面。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit in the New Testament will abide in us always.
只要我们没有离弃神啊。
As long as we did not forsake God, then His Holy Spirit will live in us.
那新约时代受圣灵啊。
So in the New Testament, when we receive the Holy Spirit,
就是以说灵言作为凭据啊。
And we will have the proof of speaking tongue.
好，所以在这个使徒行传。
That's why in the book of Acts.
啊，第八章。
In the book of Acts, chapter 8.
啊，这个使徒行传第八章。
In the book of Acts, chapter 8.
啊，那么。这个彼得他们啊，跟约翰去到耶路的撒玛利亚，在十四节。
In verse 14, Peter,
跟约翰、啊、
Peter and John, they went to Samaria.
啊，他们到那个地方为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵。第十五节。
Verse 15, when they arrived, they prayed for them and wanted them to receive the Holy Spirit.
十六节说，因为圣灵还没有降在他们身上。
That's because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them.
因为他们只奉耶稣的名受洗。
They had simply been baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
受了洗，但是圣灵没有降在他们身上啊。
They have been baptized, but Holy Spirit, they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以经过祷告以后。
So it's after prayer.
圣灵临到了，他们就受了圣灵了。
Then they received the Holy Spirit.
所以不是说受洗以后马上。就有圣灵在里面了。
Therefore, after you're baptized, it doesn't mean you right away will have the Holy Spirit.
经过祷告以后。
You have to pray for it.
那使徒为他们按手祷告。
After they pray and the apostle lay hand on them,
就受了圣灵了。
Then they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就是说，你要从这个背景可以了解。
Therefore, we can understand the truth by
this background. 旧约的圣灵跟新约的表现不一样。
The manifestation of God's Spirit is different from Old Testament to the New Testament.
再来，我们要对于圣经的领受，不单用理性，还要用信心。
And when we study the Scripture, we not only have to receive it by faith, we also can understand it through a logical mind.
牧师啊，他说，挪亚的方舟是真的有这件事情吗
？And there is a pastor. He questioned whether Noah's ark truly existed.
挪亚方舟多大可以算得出来
？And we can calculate how big is the actual ark.
里面有八个人。
And inside there are eight people.
还有很多的动物。
And also many animals.
还有装了很多的食物。
And many food.
那挪亚方舟门关起来，一直到最后打开的时候。
And after the doors being shut.
超过一年的时间。
And then open again. It's in the duration of 1 year.
他就问了，你看现在呢，游轮呢，很大只的游轮呢，它 每几个月都要到靠岸补给啊。
And then he said, right now we have really big boat, but after several months, they will have to stop by and replenish their food.
那么你看这个方舟整年啊，都关在里关，这个方舟关起来，那东西怎么去补给呢？
But for Noah's ark, for a whole year, the doors being shut, how can they replenish their food?
所以这个牧师认为是不可能啊。
So the pastor thought it is impossible.
所以问大家说，你们相信挪亚方舟真的吗？
So he asked other people, do you truly believe Noah's ark existed?
很多人当场听了也觉得，以前没有想过啊。
And when people heard that, they were puzzled because never thought about it before.
到底挪亚方舟这件事是不是真的？
So they also questioned whether Noah's ark, the story is true.
我们怎么去接受呢？
So how can we accept this?
哎，圣经有给我们答案。
And the Bible gives us an answer.
因为我们知道耶稣的话不会改变嘛。
Because we know that Lord Jesus Christ, His word will never change.
所以我们就看路加福音。
So let's turn to the book of Luke.
啊，路加福音的十七章。
The book of Luke, chapter 17.
啊，第二十六节。
17, verse 26.
十七章二十六节。
The book of Luke, chapter 17, verse
26. 啊，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。二十七节。
27.
那时候的人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。啊，这个地方告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
主耶稣肯定这个方舟这件事情是真的。
And here, Lord Jesus Christ, He confirmed the story of Noah's ark is true.
在希伯来书的第十一章。
In Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
这里也谈到方舟的事情。
Here also mentioned about the ark.
第七节。
Chapter 11, verse 7.
挪亚因着信既蒙了神的指示，他未见的事就动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那个世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。这里告诉我们，挪亚因为信。
Here mentioned because of Noah's faith.
所以他预备方舟。
So then he prepared ark.
他相信主神会降下大水来啊。
Because he believed there would be a flood.
挪亚也曾经警告过啊。
And he also warned the people of that time.
大家赶快造方舟啊。
He said, hurry, build the ark.
不然大水来会淹掉的。
Otherwise, the flood will come and you all will be swept away.
有谁要相信啊？
But who believed him?
不信的都灭掉了。
And those who did not believe him all perished.
这是很公义的。
And this is very fair.
有人说神很不怜悯啊。
And some people say, Lord, it's not God, it's not merciful.
忽略了挪亚去传警告。
But they do not remember Noah, he did warn the people.
但是没有人要相信。
But no one wanted to believe him.
哎，就如同今天。
And just like today.
有人说啊，真耶稣教会历史才不过快一百年呢。
Some say the history of True Jesus Church is merely 100 years.
那真耶稣教信徒有多少？
And how many believers do they have?
不到两百万。
Did not exceed 2 million. But now we have billions of people.
难道神只救这些人吗？
And how is it possible God will only save that small amount?
人用理性去想。
So then people use their logical way to interpret Bible.
信心去接受。
They did not receive it by faith.
主耶稣说，
Lord Jesus Christ said,
凡称呼我主啊主啊，不能够得不。啊，不能够都是得救的。
Not all of them who call upon Lord, Lord will be saved.
只有遵行神旨意的人才能够得救了。
Only those who abide in the commandments of God will be saved.
大家一样看这本圣经。
All of us have the same Bible.
但是呢，不是大家都愿意照圣经的话去做。
But not all of us is willing to abide everything in the Bible.
你说他能够得救吗？
So can we say that they can be saved?
曾经有一个浸信会牧师跟我讲。他说洗礼、哦、是形式化的啦。
And there is a pastor from the Baptist church. He said baptism is all the same.
那个信就得救了。
As long as you believe, then you can be saved.
我跟他讲不对啊。
But then I say to him, that's not
right. 我翻圣经给他看。
So then I flip to the Bible, the verses for him.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
那你告诉我们，我们要悔改，相信耶稣基督，奉耶稣的名受洗，洗去你的罪啊。
Over there, recorded, you have to first repent, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and baptize in the name of the Lord, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
哎，然后能够洗去你的罪。
So then your sins can be washed away.
哎，他问我一件事情啊。
So then he questioned me.
他说他病得很严重，你们教会敢把他带到水里施洗吗？
And what if someone is very sick? Do you have the faith to let them be baptized?
我说本来就应该这样。
I said, of course, we have to do so.
因为圣经说一定要接受洗礼啊。
Because the Bible recorded you have to be baptized.
哎。我跟他讲啊，我们教会还有在零下二十度破冰洗礼的。
And I said there is even examples that we will baptize someone under under 20 degrees Celsius.
那他呢？他就很觉得不可思议啊。
And he was shocked.
那我就问他，那病人你们怎么去施洗的
？So I asked him, what if someone is sick? How can you baptize them?
他说：“我就请长老会牧师给他点水礼啊。”
He said, "Then I will invite someone from the Presbyterian Church to give him baptism of sprinkling of the water."
他认为洗礼跟赦罪没有关系啊。
Because he said, "Baptism didn't have to have anything to do with washing away your sin."
就是没有信心去相信神的话。
And that's because he did not have the faith to believe in the word of God.
所以说，我们今天我们一定要照神的话去行。
Therefore, today we have to abide.By the word of God.
所以我们能够借着查考圣经认识真理。
So through studying of the Bible, we can understand the truth.
那么，假如有人传错了道理
，and if someone preached the wrong gospel,
哎，我们就用神的话告诉他。
Then we can use the truth to correct them.
我们不必批评他，而是用神的话跟他讲。
We do not have to criticize them, but we just tell them the truth.
像有人不了解人死了以后去哪里呀？
For instance, some people do not understand when a person pass away, where will they go?
保罗在帖撒罗家前书第四章就告诉他们。
And Paul already said that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们信徒死了就是睡在基督里面了。
After believers died, then we sleep in the Lord.
耶稣来的时候，那么他们要先复活。
And in the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, they will first be resurrected.
我们活着的，那就要被神，那个提到天上去了。
And those who are still living, they will be carried to mid-air.
有人认为说真理可以不断的改变。
Some people believe that truth will always be changing.
因为他认为说，你看旧约那个赎罪是用献祭的。
Because they say, look, in the Old Testament, to redeem your sin, you do an offering.
新约就不要献祭了。
But then you don't have to do that in the New Testament.
所以这真理不是在改变吗？
So isn't the truth is always changing?
其实它是误会了。
But that's a misunderstanding.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章的十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
不要梦想我来是要废掉律法跟先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。这里告诉我们
，Here tells us，
耶稣来不是废掉律法
，Lord Jesus Christ he comes not to abolish the law，
而是把它成全了
，but rather to fulfill the law。
所以旧约要献祭
，Therefore in the Old Testament you have to offer sacrifices。
这个制度是一种预表
，and that the sacrifice is It's a shadow of what is to come.
就成全了。
And then when Lord Jesus Christ comes to the earth, it's fulfilled.
再改变了。
So then this will not be changed anymore.
所以以后不会说再有新的道理出来了。
So in the future, there will not be any new truth coming out.
所以以弗所书告诉我们。
That's why in the book of Ephesians says,
教会是建立在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
The church is built on the foundation
of
the apostles.
作为我们的房角石啊
，and Lord Jesus Christ is our cornerstone。
所以我们就用圣经的话来告诉他。
So then we'll have to explain to them the truth。
正确的道理是什么
？So they can understand what is the truth。
所以假如我们所想的道理跟共性之道不一样的时候
，So the truth that we are preaching if it's
我们共同的信仰不一样的时候。
So when we have different faith than the others,
那我们就要跟我们职务人员来讨论。
Then we'll have to start to discuss with our council members.
职务人员只要不能解答，他会送到真理研究会。
If the council members could not answer your question, then they will send it to the truth committee.
我们就循着这个方法来解决问题。
And let's use this way, this path to solve our problems.
所以说我们今天要认识道理。
Therefore, today we have to know the truth.
有人说，哎，我这个病啊，在真耶稣教祷告不好啊。
And some might say, I pray, but I still have this illness.
哎，我到外教会祷告好了。
But then when I go to other churches, I pray and my illness were healed.
他用这件事情 来分辨说、啊、那这件事就不是真的了。
Then he used this incident to interpret that the true Jesus Church is not true.
因为他圣经还不太了解。
That's because he did not know the Bible very well.
保罗身上一根刺啊。
For Paul, he had a thorn in him.
主耶稣并没有医治他。
And Lord Jesus Christ did not take it away.
主耶稣跟他讲，我的恩典够你用。
Rather said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
我们要了解，不是所有的神迹都是从神来的。
So we have to understand, not all miracles is coming from God.
摩西时代那个行邪术的。
During the time of Moses, the one that's practicing,
他也会行神迹啊。
The wizard, he can also perform miracles.
摩西叫水变成血啊。
Moses, he changed water to blood.
哎，他也会啊。
And the sorcerer can also do so.
摩西叫青蛙遍满全地。
And Moses let the frogs fill the earth.
哎，他也会啊。
But the sorcerer can also do the same
tricks. 可是他就没办法叫青蛙回到水里去。
But then the sorcerer cannot command the frogs to go back to the river.
但摩西可以啊。
But then Moses, he can do that.
摩西行了第三个神迹。
After Moses performed the third miracles.
哎，他不能行了。
The sorcerer cannot perform the same trick anymore. 摩西后来总共
行了十个神迹啊。
And later on, Moses he continued to perform total 10 miracles.
他们不能行。
And out of the 10, eight miracles the sorcerers cannot perform.
那行邪术说，哎呀，这个是神的作为啊。
So then the sorcerer said, "This is the work of God."
我们没办法了。
And that's something we cannot do.
所以我们要了解到。
So we have to understand.
现在很多的宗教。
And right now there are many religions.
他们也有神迹的见证哦。
They also have miracles.
那我们就要分辨了。
So then we have to learn to distinguish.
这些神迹是从神来的吗？
Is all these miracles from God?
那怎么分辨呢？
So how can we distinguish them?
其实很简单。
It's very easy.
他们所传的合乎真理吗？
Just see what the gospel that they preach is according to the truth.
假如所传的不合乎真理。
If what they preach is not according to the truth.
你说那么他的神迹从神来吗？
Then can you say that their miracles are from God?
所以说我们对于真理，我们要好好去查考。
So we have to study the truth.
的确，真理能够帮助我们一生呐。
Because truth can help us through our life.
不管是个人读经
，No matter is whether it is daily Bible study,
家庭聚会的查经
，or study the scripture through family service,
或是我们开讲习会
，or during seminar,
我们都要把握机会学习。
We have to hold on to this opportunity to learn.
有一个弟兄啊，
and there's a brother.
他每天都有读经的好习惯。
And he had a habit of daily Bible reading.
有一天呢、啊。
And one day.
他工作上压力很大。
He have great pressure from work.
他是一个高级的警察。
And he is a high rank police.
那么他都带着一把枪啊。
And he carry his gun.Everywhere he goes.
当他压力大的时候
，But when he is under such great pressure,
他就拿起枪来了。
He will take the gun out.
顶在他的太阳穴
，And put it on his head, at his head, pointed at his head.
他想要自杀了
，Because he wanted to commit suicide.
当他头低下来的时候
，But when he bowed down his head,
他看到桌上有一张他自己写的纸条
，And he saw there is a little paper with his writing.
昨天读经的时候写的了。
And that's something he wrote when he studied the Bible yesterday. And he wrote two words, which is to rely on God.
他才想到昨天读过腓立比书第四章。
And he remembered yesterday he studied Philippians chapter 4.
第四章第六节。
He studied Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
这里说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。他想到了这节经文啊。
So then He remembered this verse.
应当一无挂虑啊。
It should not be anxious of anything.
我们要把所要的告诉神。
But in everything by prayer and petition.
第七节啊。
Verse 7.
神会赐人意外的平安。
And the peace of God.
在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Which transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind.
他枪放下来了。
So then he put down his gun.
他去祷告了。
And then he kneeled down to pray.
感谢主，主耶稣帮助他把重担解除下来。
And thank God, Lord Jesus Christ helped him to carry his burden.
啊，所以我们很多弟兄姐妹有这个体验。
So many brothers and sisters have similar experience.
每天的读经啊。
When they have daily Bible reading.
当我们在危险的时候，神的话帮助我们。
When they encounter a dangerous time, the word of God will help them.
所以我们对于真道我们要珍惜。
So we have to cherish the truth.
我们要认识。
And we have to understand the truth.
我们要传给下一代。
And we have to preach this truth to the next generation.
我们要守住这个道理。
And we have to hold on to this truth.
这对我们今生有帮助。
Because this truth will help us.
我们来生才有永生。
Help us in this life so that in the next life we can have eternal life.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
228首。
228.